Colin Kaepernick still wants to play, Rob Gronkowski reminds us he loves playing, and your Friday Injury Roundup. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Mitch Goldich, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Friday, October 11th.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Late Thursday afternoon, Colin Kaepernick's representatives released a lengthy statement titled, quote, "Facts to Address the False Narratives Regarding Colin Kaepernick." The statement was in the format of an FAQ, answering many questions and, in their words, false narratives in the media regarding Kaepernick during the now three seasons that he's been on the sidelines. Among the many points they made about their client, he still wants to play and has been working out 5 days a week this whole time. They have reached out to all 32 teams. He did visit the Seahawks, but has not received an offer to work out for any team. He has not demanded a specific salary, and he is still eligible to play even after filing a grievance against the NFL. The letter pointed out that Eric Reed filed the same grievance and is still playing this season. So in a season when Luke Falk and Devlin Hodges have already been pressed into starting duty, there's a former Super Bowl quarterback who still wants a chance. The Patriots didn't need Rob Gronkowski last night, as they scored two defensive touchdowns and beat the Giants 35-14. But everyone has been asking all season whether or not Gronk will come back. Last night, Gronk made his Fox debut and wouldn't rule out the possibility of returning. Gronk said, quote, "I would have to be feeling it big time to come back. It's always going to be open in my mind. I love the game of football. I love playing the game. I love being around the game. I even love watching the game of football now." Robert Kraft said in a pregame interview that Gronk has not signed his official retirement paperwork. When he was asked about a Gronk return, he said, quote, "We can pray and hope." Keep in mind that Gronkowski would have to be removed from the reserve retired list by week 13 to be eligible for the playoffs. The Patriots are 6-0, so yeah, we can go ahead and pencil them in for an 11th straight trip to the postseason. But they'd love to have their star tight end back for that playoff run. And your Friday injury report. The Steelers ruled out Mason Rudolph for Sunday night's game against the Chargers, meaning rookie Devlin Hodges will make his first career start. Hodges came in late last week after Rudolph left the game following a concussion suffered on a brutal hit by Earl Thomas. The Rams have listed Todd Gurley as doubtful and Aqib Talib as out for their game Sunday against the 49ers. The Chiefs announced that Tyreek Hill is a game-time decision for their game against the Texans. Remember, he hasn't played since suffering a clavicle injury in Week 1. Sammy Watkins is also doubtful for that game for the Chiefs. Cliff Kingsbury said David Johnson is a game-time decision when the Cardinals host the Falcons. He reportedly felt good at practice today. Alvin Kamara is questionable as the Saints prepare for the Jaguars. Cameron Wake has been ruled out for the Titans game against the Broncos. Hunter Henry practiced today for the Chargers, and Anthony Lynn said he has a chance to play Sunday night against the Steelers. Lynn also said Melvin Gordon's reps should go up this week as he works his way back into form after his lengthy holdout. And the Eagles placed running back Corey Clement on injured reserve. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts, each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.